Czech scientists working in collaboration with colleagues from four other European states have created a robot that can assist elderly or post-surgery patients in a variety of situations. Commercial interest in the RoboMD was quickly piqued with a demonstration of the new mechanical nurse earlier this week, and the door to further development is wide open. Christian Falvey has more.
Excuse me, have you fallen down?
Yes.
Do you need help?
Yes.
The healthcare center is notified.
Meet the home nurse of the future, RoboMD, who in this demonstration has just found its patient lying face down and is taking the appropriate measures. It may still be a long time before robots can offer mouth-to-mouth resuscitation or even encouraging bedside manner, but this new project means a large step in a new and, judging by initial commercial reactions, popular direction. Dr. Petr Špatenka of the University of South Bohemia in České Budějovice is part of the Czech team involved in the project.
The robot is to improve the living standard of older people which have some problems, let's say with heart attack and so on. The robot consists of three parts. One part is a sensor which the person carries on her body, a movable robot which is activated if some unusual situation happens, and a control unit, home control unit, which collected all the signals from the sensors and make some evaluation. And if some accident happened, then this control unit first activates the robot, which goes to the room, find the person, and according to pre-program, the robot gives questions asking about the situation. And if the situation is serious, automatically the emergency service is activated.
Another major skill with which the small, rather friendly-looking plastic fellow is endowed is his ability to share his line of sight with emergency services. Through a video camera in the robot, paramedics can determine to a better extent what kind of medical situation is taking place. Certainly, a lot of this technology already exists in the form of various kinds of diagnostic systems, and an ambulance can be called with any mobile phone. But RoboMD say its makers gets rid of the need for having multiple such devices placed around a larger flat, for example. The robot can find where the person is and gather specific information, such as whether they are in pain and where. Additionally, the robot, in cooperation with the emergency services, can determine that there is no serious situation and free the paramedics from non-essential visits. The project is being done in cooperation with Austria, the Netherlands, Italy, and Estonia, with the Czech team handling the harmonization of the robot's various functions.
Our task in this project was to ensure all the communication between the sensors and the control unit, and between the control unit and the robot, and also the communication out to the emergency service. That means our task was to make all the programs for this communication, to make the program for the evaluation of the data from the sensors and program which activates both the robot and which also decides whether the emergency should be activated, service should be activated or not.
The first fully functional home care robot prototypes are already being tested in households in Holland, though in the absence of commercial involvement in the project, they currently cost a whopping 100,000 crowns. However, business investment will bring that price down many times, and it should be easy to find on a continent where there are steadily increasing numbers of senior citizens living alone.
Christian Falvey reporting there on a very cool robot.